The first exercise was the connection to the earth through our legs. But we do not do it just standing, because I means I'm on the way. I'm not just standing and waiting. I take a risk. I'm even ready to die, hoping for resurrection. I go for it. So that's the quality of the I. That's why we start these steps. We want to connect with the earth, but on the path. I go here, then you can see my feet better. And I just suggest. And the other thing is, when we work with the I all the time, we will now work with discovering contradictions and how do we manage them. How do we make them fruitful? So, just stand, connect with your heart. Take your time to feel your breath, your center. And then just feel your body. Just dream through your body. Feel your legs, your feet. And that you are still carried and upright by the inner forces of your body. Then slowly take one leg, never mind which one, and put it forward. And it's nice if you touch the floor with the toes first, because then it's a process of slowly rolling it down. You don't have to, but that's nice. Then just feel from your heart through your leg into the earth. But contradiction still are connected with what is in front of you. So you just sense there, but the heart is still present. Then slowly lift the foot behind, bring it forward in what tempo, speed you want, and slowly roll it down again. And again, feel down through the feet. And now you might notice that one foot is bent, one leg, and the other one is stretched. One leg is soft, the other one is a little bit hardened. Slowly lift the foot, go further, place it again. Look, just try it out. If both knees are loose and you let go, yeah, you might feel connected, but you become in a way weak and wobbly. So notice that this connection to the earth needs this letting go in front, but needs this support behind. Slowly make the next step. Place your foot again. And just, if you leave your foot just for a moment, leave the front foot stretched. Can you notice that you have a distance to what's in front of you? Yeah, even if you do this and bend forward and this leg is stretched, you hold something back. It's not the heart, it's something else. So just come forward again, present yourself, but let go within where your contact are soft in your contact, but are strong from behind, from within, through the stretched leg. Close your feet and relax for a moment. It was just a few ideas I wanted to share with you, where you can look at. We do it backwards, just one step. And in the exercise, sorry, it starts that you stand there, and we do it now backwards, and just feel your heart between your hands. Just feel your heart, your happy heart. Even if you are sad, if I am sad, the heart is still happiness. It's so happy to be with you. There could be nothing nicer for your heart than being with you, supporting you. And keep this feeling of this heart. Now make a step back and be careful that you stretch the leg behind and let go in front. And then go on. Because if you stay stretched in front and bend behind, you get weak and fall. Do the next step, and by placing it, stretch and bend at the same time. Feel your heart, and from your heart through the legs into the earth. Bend becomes soft and strong at the same time. Close your legs and let go and let your breath flow. This is I. Open and relaxed and soft and strong at the same time. Handling these opposite qualities, combining them to a oneness. Just stand and feel your heart again, your happy heart. And then realize that this happy heart loves to ray everywhere. It's a light in this world. And let the heart ray out and follow it with your fingers. Observe the raying out and the hands just follow. Then let go. The rays do not come in. The heart rays out all the time, but you connect with two other rays and you follow them again. So nice. And then come back, let go, connect with two other rays of your heart and follow them. And it's the activity of your heart. Come back. Feel this. Feel even maybe a little bit the muscles of your chest in the beginning and create this raying out. And then come back. And again. So activity in your heart and perceptive quality in the fingers. And come back. And there where you have activity, there's calmness and stillness in your center. And there where you only perceive, there's movement in your hands and fingers. But you don't do anything there. And the last time. Active where you are calm. Passive where you move. And let go. Feel your center. What does it feel like now? Do not force anything here. When I say be active and don't feel the need to push there. Yeah? In the beginning, maybe it helps you to feel something, but in the end it becomes softer and lighter, and it's just a feeling. And please be aware that if you put a candle on a table and you light it and the room becomes bright, yeah, by this candle and the light goes there and everything becomes bright and you see all these nice things there, the candle is not going out there. The candle still is here and lights and doesn't lose anything of its shining quality. And also if you do it two more times or three more times now, your heart and the ray, the source of the rain stays here all the time. Take your happy heart carefully in your hand. Notice that this happy heart happily rays out into the surroundings and follow these rays. And notice that the heart, the center, stays the center. You do not go out your center. It stays. And again, you stay centered. And let go. Yeah, you have seen again this, I stay centered, I go out, but I stay centered. At the same time, how can I do it? Do I lose myself, or do I stay centered and centered, and I can't put energy out there anymore? Just feel free to experiment with it and discover. When we do this raying quality of the eye, what is in there? That's more in a way an attitude of the upper system. If you do the eye more with a streaming quality, it's more coming out of the lower system, because this one loves to stream. And let's do it now in a way how plants grow. And maybe you have noticed that if you plant sunflower seeds in such a pot, and in such a pot, and in such a pot, and in such a pot, you get sunflowers which are that big, and that big, and that big, and that big. So from this you can learn that growth or height or size does not come from growing up there, but how much you can root yourself. You grow through becoming roots. And that's the principle of the eye. Yeah, again, I want to go up there, but in order to be able to go up there, I go down there. That's my way up. That's a principle of the eye. And we do it now in a way which I call the Paternoster principle. You know, these elevators, one goes down, the other one goes up, then they turn here and like this. Huh? The old films, you can still see them, or in some old buildings too. Put your hands in your center, where your happy heart is, which can handle all sorts of contradictions. And then let one hand just stream down. Stream down, and now try to stream down in a way that a counter current comes into action, which carries the other arm high. And be careful that you do it with the counter current and that you do not stretch this arm. Rather, don't go that high, just how high as it is carried. And now take the other arm, never mind which one. Yeah? So one time this arm, hand, the other. Stream down and work in this streaming down. And the other hand is just perception. My activity is down there. My perceptive awakeness is in the arm which goes up. Let your breath react, because if this works, the breath will react strongly. Let's try it once more without me talking. I'm only going down. And let go. You can say that's not true, that's just that my activity, I concentrated on going down, yeah? And I was happy that I ended up there. And then, you know, life is dangerous. And now we have understood how it works. And yeah, your rhythm is dangerous. Is life poor? So it's dangerous too. And what can happen now? That, or I put it like this, every eurythmy exercise, and especially the eye too, wants to create your uprightness, and especially the vowels. So it's not only the breath which reacts, but you feel centered and more upright. That's we want to reach it. And all you have to do is not only to be into your activity, but that you feel yourself. Just by feeling yourself. And that's a mystical word in a way. Because through feeling myself, my uprightness comes about. So, we try it, but then I tell you, still where one could get lost. Yeah? Or what's the nice, another nice thing about this story of the eye? We do the same. And just try to find this uprightness. Yeah? Okay, we stream down, down, down. We listen in the other hand. We stream down. And helping, a little bit of cheating is allowed. Yeah? But you know, mainly I go down and the rest I do. And then in the video it also says, and now go to your heart and ray through it. Yeah, now it's stretched. Now you can start raying through your arms and stretch them even more. But it's mainly down and the rest. Yeah? It's like preparing everything by streaming that the happy heart then really can ray through. And one thing what can happen is, either you do it with me or you just look. Yeah, we just stream down, down, down. And then, yeah, we are here. And then we ray through it. And, oh, nice. And we ray through it and ray, great, great, great. And you see what's happening to me? My eye tries to make me like this. Yeah. The breath still reacts because it likes all kinds. When we play with us, the breath likes it. But in a way, and that's also for life, it's important and will also be important for what we're doing with the daily exercise. The eye also means nothing can bend me. Not even myself is allowed to bend me. Yeah? So if you do this a last time, yeah, and you stream down and you become upright, and now you allow yourself to send energy into it and stretch and stretch. You stay in a contact with yourself that the more you stretch, the more something in you says, but not with me. You are not bending me. I am becoming, instead of this, I'm becoming even more upright. As a reaction to even the I, the goodwill, I want to do this and I do this and I do the best for you. And you bend yourself with your goodwill and you must have something in yourself that says, no, that's not how you're doing it. We are giving full power forward, but still we stay upright. Yeah? And control it. And grow through it. We are not only giving, but we're also growing through it. That's, now it's a little bit elaborated, but an important story which lives in the I question. We go to the next two exercises and then it's over. And the etheric realm is a little bit more represented by the forces down there. Yeah? And if you look to, for example, for Aikido, Budo fighters, they wear this black skirts. Yeah? They are not that practical for fighting, but they need them to invite these energies to be there. Yeah? And then they can circle around and invite the aggressor to enter the circling and then just goodbye. Yeah? These forces, and we also want to address them a little bit by just taking the hand and just say, come on, become a little bit wider here. Oh, how nice. You just open up the skirt a little bit and then we let go. Another time we open up and we let go. And another thing is that we can contract. And I would suggest that you do not contract like this, like a tube where you want to get something out of it, but you contract from within. I contract the inner feelings of my body aspect. And this contracts in a way my body and pulls the hands along. In this now, the I wants to go forward. And this we want to apply to a step now. And forward we want to do a step long, short. It's just letting go, arrive. Letting go, arrive. And backwards we do short, long. Take action and go, yeah? Are you ready? Okay, go, short, long. And we do it in such a way that it's a very slow, perceptive exercise. It's just the principle what I tried to explain. And now, just take your hands down. Sorry, wait until the camera is sharp again. And then invite. Do it left, right. It's just me who does it front, back, that you can see it. Become wide down there and let the leg follow. Long. And then contract innerly and pull the legs together. Short. And long, short is just a quality. It does not depend on time. Become wide and contract. Wide, contract. And this contraction brings the leg along. I'm not pulling the leg to the other one. Last one, become wide and contract. Close your feet. Relax, let your feet breath react. And now the short long, we feel a contraction. And then we let go, the feeling down there becomes wide and the leg follows. Contract, contract, and go. Just have the feeling, the contraction is the preparation now. Yeah? Contract, in order to let go, it comes out of this contraction. Contract, in order to let go. And arrive, and good. The breath may react. We finish with one thought, and the thought is I am here. So we start with closed feet. And normally we start with our heart, with all the time in rhythm. Yeah? And this we do now too. But we have also a very big heart. And we take this heart. Here, I. And then we let it stream through us. We just feel the body and I have a body, yeah, from head to toe, and then I open up here. And just experience the M like a sound body, the resonance. M, I I is not resonating, it's just a I don't know the English expression, but it's a clear sound. And then M, the whole body resonance. Feel this resonation. Yeah? And here. Here. It's not there, it's here. Let's do it one more time. And the video is there. You can see it then. I. Resonance. Here on earth, in front of you.